Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Quick gnome update for you. Whatever happened to the gnomes? Did they stop popping up? No, there are currently six gnomes outside
six?
My house.
Oh, there were four last time you spoke about it.
They're really rank gnomes as well. Like, they're the worst gnomes in the world. Really old.
You wouldn't be as bothered if they were kind of nice, nicely painted gnomes.
But there are six, and we've kind of taken them all off the wall now and just put them in one place right next to the door. So it's like a whole family of them.
Are you expecting more to join them?
Well, no, there's not been more for a couple of days now. So there we are. That's your gnome update. I don't know why you want to know that, but I just thought I'd let you know. Also, you know, a while ago, my flatmate went into the bike shop near us and said he wanted to buy a BMX, and they went...
Yeah.
Because he's 28, therefore deemed too old. Because he did want to ride it to work. They didn't like that. How old is too old to have those wheelies? You know those things that kids have?
Where they slide along? On the shoes?
Yeah. They're amazing.
How old is too old to have them?
You know the things?
I would hazard a guess about eight.
You're in the supermarket and a seven-year-old like crashes into you, knocking your ready meals out your basket.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yes.
They're good, aren't they?
I've been on the receiving end of them a few times.
Have you? What happened?
Well, just basically kids running into each other.
How do they work? It's just like a little...
Basically, they get a shoe and they put some wheels on the bottom.
But don't you have to, like, just tilt your foot in a certain way to make them work?
Do you know what? When kids run into me wearing them, I don't really pay that much attention to how the shoes work.
They are good. However, he's now decided he wants some of these.
The BMX, I felt a bit sorry for him on. The wheelies, he's taking the mink.
The first time I saw these, because they've been around for a while, haven't they? First time I saw them, I thought, wow, these kids are like magic. There must be something evil about them. They're like voodoo children. Just wheeling along at high speed.
I think once you're into double figures, you shouldn't be on wheelies.
So, what, 10?
Yeah.
10 is the cut-off point for those wheelie things.
I reckon so, yeah.
All right, let's put it out there. I bet there's some 28-year-olds listening who've got some. You said 10 was the cut-off point for Heelys. That's what they're called.
I've never seen anybody over 10 on them.
No, there's some 11-year-olds wearing
them
in sitting born. There's some 11-year-olds.
Really?
Rob?
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you?
I'm in Southport, mate. Bournemouth.
Okay, how can I help?
My other half's 27 and she's got a pair of Heelys.
Right. And she wears them where? Not just in the house? No, out? Actually out?
Yeah, out and about. I hope she's not listening, though.
What's her name?
George.
Hi, George, with your Heelys. 27?
Yeah.
Right.
And are you happy about...
She's got, like, the same size feet as a 10-year-old, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you happy about that?
It's a bit embarrassing.
Mm. Would you like her to...
I try not to tell too many people, but here we are, look.
Yeah, there we are, yeah. Would you like her to stop wearing them?
I'm not that fussed.
That's not true, though. I can hear it in your voice.
She walked about 10 paces down the road in front of me when she's wearing them, didn't she?
That's probably best.
So you just owned her, yeah.
You just owned her, brilliant, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you still scared of sandwich shops?
Yeah. Yeah, you make it... Yes, I have a... I'm still...
Of going in them.
Deli-phobic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I had this for the first time today, and I'm now completely...
Are you now
me.
On my side, having mocked and laughed at me for the past 18 months over this?
I know, we've talked about this before, but I've never experienced it myself before, really. You know that cafe opposite Radio 1?
Yes.
Today, I mean, it's always packed at lunchtime, but it was really busy today. Massive queue, and you know everyone just stands at the counter, and then they bellow at you, "Right, who's next, please?"
Yeah.
And... That's when it just hit me. I got the fear.
Because you then have to shout your order over.
Yeah, and
you
everyone
feel
else
like
is...
you're being judged.
Yeah, you do. And I haven't decided what I've wanted at this point. So I blurt out, because the pressure's on, I'm like, jacket potato, please. What do you want on it? Chili. No, tuna. But I didn't want either of those. But everyone can hear me. Everyone's like looking, thinking, okay, you're weird. So I bottled it. And I was, actually, I'll leave it, and ran out.
So
I didn't get anything.
You ended up with nothing?
No, I went to one down the road instead, where it was a lot quieter.
And nobody would judge your order.
When was the last time you had this experience?
Well, I've tried to avoid sandwich shops maybe for about the past couple of months.
Right.
The last
Do you bring
time,
in your own sandwiches now?
I try and have my lunch at home before coming in now, so I don't have to subject myself to the...
And I know that I ridiculed you this for a while
you did.
Now, and I'm really sorry because actually today I understand. Totally.
The couple of times that I have had to use sandwich shops recently, I've left having my lunch till probably about 3 o'clock, where they're
less busy,
where they're quieter. It's not a peak period.
Also, that one round the corner is never busy, so now I've started to go there a little bit more.
That one round there,
yeah,
yeah. I got taken to that one on my very, very first day at Radio 1 by Dominic Byrne. And I've never been back since.
Have you not? Why was that?
The women in there scared the life out of me.
I found 20p in my baked beans there once. Anyway, that's for another time. Okay, it's now time for Becky's Classified. She might be on holiday, but the bargains roll on, I tell you. And also, we've got some of those missed connection adverts as well, which I'm now addicted to in the...
You're still looking at them every night.
Well, you know the free newspaper that you get?
Yeah.
In the mornings, they always have them in there, and I love reading them now. Anyway, read out by Radio 1's Hugh Stevens today. Here are some of Becky's classifieds. First of all, a real bargain for everyone.
Mrs. Scott Mills on board car sign BBC Radio 1 DJ. Yellow, diamond-shaped car sign. Reading, Mrs. Scott Mills on board.
Now, this is not something you'd normally expect to see on the back of a car.
No, what is it?
Well, you know you get, like... those stickers that say baby on board.
Yeah.
Well, now you can get Mrs. Scott Mills on board as a sticker. I'd also like to point out this is not official Scott Mills merchandise, and I'm making not a bean from this, not a penny.
Where have these come from?
I don't know. This is a real advert on the internet. They all are. They're all real ads.
Includes a picture of a lady's high-heeled shoe.
Yeah, for some reason,
and
next
the glove.
To the... No, not the glove. Next to the bit where it says Mrs. Scott Mills on board, there is a picture of like a drawing of a lady's stiletto. I don't know why, but I make no money from that. And I have no idea why you would want that. But it is out there if you want it.
Are you dressing up from time to time?
No.
All right.
Now, if you're looking for love, maybe somebody has seen you, been admiring you from afar. You know, get all these ads, which I am addicted to now. Mm. This may have been you. Does this fit your description? Listen, you might have been spotted.
The Streaker Tripper. I was streaking through town Friday night at 2:15. Coming around the corner, fast as a naked blur, I bumped into you and we both fell to the ground. I was a little upset with you at first because I scratched my right bum cheek pretty bad, but I knew it was my fault.
So, that's love.
I'm thinking that this person isn't going to be replying.
Well, you would remember that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I'm not sure you'd want to reply to them, would you?
Well, we've all done it. For a laugh. 2:15 in the morning, nothing but your trainers on, run down the high street. Come on, we have.
Have we?
Yeah, it's a boy thing. Just that urge to take your clothes off and run around. Love getting naked, what we do.
Okay.
You said, nice new balances. And all I could say was, thanks, with the adrenaline still rushing. In less awkward circumstances, I'd have liked to have talked to you. I'd never run into a girl that fast or naked before.
Typical girl, though, spotted the shoes before anything else.
Nice balances.
I didn't know how to respond, so I helped you up quickly and kept running. Since my friends paid me £100 for doing this, in just my socks, shoes and a big smile, I'd like to take you on a date. You look pretty fit, so maybe you'd like to go for a run sometime. Hit me up. Bye.
I can't see that she's going to reply, to be honest. But good work for trying, mate.
All I can think is Hugh running down the street naked now
in his new balances.
And a scratched right bum cheek. He said that with feeling, as though that's happened to him.
He's good at these. Now, here's maybe a bit of a business opportunity.
Celebrity nail clippings for elementary math tutor. I work at a very prestigious nail salon in New York with an A-list clientele. I have a collection of nail clippings from various clients such as Cameron Diaz, Gwen Stefani, Beyoncé and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, wow. Is he allowed to be doing this?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No. Excuse me, Cameron, love. Can I just have them? Thanks very much.
My son, who is in 7th grade, is in desperate need of a math tutor. I live in Manhattan and I'd be willing to meet at a mutual location with my son. I'd be willing to trade my collection for 4 one-hour sessions. Serious inquiries only, please. Thank you.
Wow.
It's quite specialist, though, this, isn't it? Looking for a math tutor with an interest in nail clippings.
Yeah, but they're celebrity nail clippings. People collect everything from celebrities.
Is there a big market in nail clippings?
Well, you know, there's as you go up the stairs at Radio 1, there's, like, a mug that Robbie Williams drank out of once, or, like, a...
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, but...
Or a chocolate bar half-eaten by Mariah Carey,
yeah,
and we put them in a frame.
That's slightly different to people's nail clippings, though, isn't it?
It's still off of them. Wait, are you telling me you wouldn't want a nail clipping from Scarlett Johansson?
No, I wouldn't, really. What would I do with it?
It's a big juicy toenail from Cameron Diaz, no?
How do you know Cameron Diaz has big juicy toenails?
I'm just imagining it. Okay. Well, you're not a maths tutor anyway, so it's not for you.
No, that's true. Maybe I should have kept my... When I had a fungal infection, all the nails fell off. Maybe I should have kept them. Put them on eBay, see if anything happened. Do you think?
I'm back. I bet you loads of people would like to have celebrity nail clippers. I bet they'll all text in now. Or maybe they won't. Next!
Looking for bridesmaids. So, my fiancé and I are getting married in June. He's got 8 groomsmen lined up and I only have 1 bridesmaid. So, I need some girls who are attractive and around my age to stand up in my wedding.
Right, so they're looking for bridesmaids.
You can be single or taken. It doesn't matter. You just have to be hot. But not hotter than me.
Yeah.
Email me for more information. You won't have to pay for a thing. Hope to hear from you.
Do they have no friends, do you think?
You must be really struggling if you can only come up with 1 bridesmaid, mustn't you?
Mm.
And you want more. I mean, some people just have 1 bridesmaid because they only want 1 bridesmaid. But if you want more...
I'd quite like to do that. I'm quite up for a wedding.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I've not been to one for ages.
You're not likely to be as hot as her, so you probably stand a chance.
How rude. Girls hate that, though, don't they?
What, men turning up as bridesmaids? Yeah, I don't think they're that keen on it, to be honest.
No, I mean when the bridesmaids are hotter than them, yeah. When they're getting married. That's like a rule for girls, isn't it?
Pick your fat, ugly friends, that's always the rule.
Yeah, that's what they do. They say they don't, they're like, no, but that's
no,
clearly
do, yeah.
What they do.
No, shadow of doubt.
Anyway.
So you're going to volunteer for that one, are you?
I might do, yeah. That's the only one that kind of interests me at the moment.
And Scarlett Johansson's toner.
A few more classifieds for you a bit later on. Amy in Norwich has been on. She would quite happily have some of Dougie off of McFly's toenail clippings. Not being funny, Amy, but what would you do once you've got them? Imagine you're in the possession of, let's say, Dougie's like big toenail on his left foot. What are you going to do with it now?
Loads of people have sort of toenail.
I did say that. Yeah. I'm not one of them.
Toenail interest.
Yeah, interest in celebrity toenail
clippings. No, but any toenails.
Some
of
really?
Them. Yeah.
Oh, that weird guy's not been on again, has he?
Which one?
The one that goes, go on, tickle Becky's feet.
No, I haven't seen that one, no.
Because every time he mentions something about feet, he's normally on.
No, loads of people have... loads of people like have toenail nail clipping collections and all sorts.
Also, I've got one more classified which I'd like to bring your attention to now, right?
Leighton in South Wales had both big toenails fall off after a cup game, but as he scored the winner, he decided to keep them in a matchbox to remind him of
that's
that.
That's nice. One more classified for you. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
Mr. Bucket for sale. I bought this for my granddaughter. It looks like a good game, but she didn't like it. Anyone want to take it off my hand? I'm just taking up space in her wardrobe.
This is a game called Mr. Bucket. And when I looked up, well, until I looked up what Mr. Bucket was, I wasn't that interested, just another kind of boring game. But then I found the advert. Listen to this.
Mr. Bucket!
That's right, I'm Mr. Bucket. I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top, I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth I will pop, I'm Mr. Bucket. We're all gonna run, I'm Mr. Bucket.
The game's Mr. Bucket. The first to get their balls into Mr. Bucket wins, but look out, because the balls will pop out of his mouth.
I'm Mr. Bucket. The balls pop out of my mouth. I'm Mr. Bucket. A ball is what I'm about. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Whee!
We're all gonna run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket from Milton Bradley.
Now, for some reason, now I've heard that, I really want Mr. Bucket. Yeah.
Try and get hold of
it. I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top. I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth, I will pop. I'm Mr. Bucket. We're all gonna run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
That's the first classified for a while that I actually would quite like to have.
Try and get hold of it. We could have a game in the studio together.
The game's Mr. Bucket. The first to get their balls into Mr. Bucket wins, but look out, because the balls will pop out of his mouth.
I'm Mr. Bucket. The balls pop out of my mouth.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Now, you know, sometimes I like strange American 911 calls. We've done some of these before.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they're not funny because they are calls to the actual emergency services. But this is one of my favourites. Remember, you shouldn't laugh because this is a serious call.
The ambulance emergency line. Do you have an emergency?
I need a bambulance.
So, this is a man who needs a bambulance.
I need a bambulance.
A bambulance. Okay?
Yeah.
And here's why.
Who is this?
Joe.
Okay, Joe, where do you need us?
I'm in a phone booth.
So Joe's in a phone booth, right?
Yeah.
And there's trouble. So he need... Don't laugh, it's not
funny. I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
So he's in a phone booth. There's stuff going down. He needs a bambulance. This is not funny, right?
Let me tell you what. I'm going down the road, driving my car, minding my own business, and I'm here.
jumped out and hit my car.
So there he is, driving down the road, mind his own business. This seems to happen quite a lot. Deer jumps out.
Yeah, that's serious.
Hits his car, yeah. Then it gets interesting. Don't laugh.
Okay, sir, are you injured? Let me tell you. I get out and pick the deer up. I thought he's dead. I put the deer in my back seat, and I'm driving down the road and minding my own business. And woke up and bit me in the back of my neck, and he bit me and it done kicked my car.
Right, so he thinks the deer is dead, okay? Because it's already kind of jumped out in front of his car.
Right.
So he puts the deer, who he thinks is no longer living, in the back of his car. So he's driving down the road with a dead deer.
On his back seat.
But then the deer wakes up and bites him in the back of the neck. And then this happens.
I'm in the phone booth. The deer bit me in the neck. A big dog came up and bit me in the leg. So I got a hurt leg and a deer bit me in the neck. And the dog won't let me out of the phone booth because he wants the deer.
So not only is the dead deer woken up and bit him in the neck,
yeah.
As he stopped the car... A dog has attacked him
because
and has trapped him in the phone box and he's stuck in there because the dog wants the deer who isn't dead.
But is the
this is your worst nightmare?
But has he taken the deer into the phone booth?
I don't think the deer
that
is inside.
Ridiculous.
I think the deer is outside the phone box, not
right.
in it.
Okay.
But
now who gets the deer? Me or the dog?
Who gets the deer? It's a common question. Him or the dog? So imagine this poor guy. He's thinking it was a dead deer. Then a big dog comes up thinking, oh, I want that deer, and then he won't let him out the phone box. This is your
it
worst
is,
nightmare.
It is, actually, yeah.
I bet you have, like, cold sweats about this kind of thing.
It doesn't sound... No, I don't know why people are laughing, because it sounds horrendous to me.
It gets worse.
Okay, sir, are you injured? Yeah, a deer bit me in the neck. Hold on. The dog is biting me. Hold on. Get out of him. Hold on, the dog is biting my ass.
Now, what was the last bit there? Because the dog is really getting quite...
Says the dog is biting Matt.
But listen to the noise.
Hold on, the dog is biting my ass.
Is that the beginning of the dog?
That did
in
sound,
the phone box,
like
he actually got in.
Hold on, the dog is biting my ass.
It's a Scooby-Doo noise, though, isn't it?
What?
Is that the dog
managed to open the phone booth?
I don't know.
And get in with him?
It's a complicated situation.
Hold on, the dog is biting my ass.
Maybe the deer has helped the dog. Maybe they've teamed up now to attack the man.
Yeah. Like I said, you'd hate that. Anyway, sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but if you're having a bad day today, then it could be a whole lot worse.
Is that where it ends?
Yeah, I don't know what happened after that.
That could have been the end of that. That growl
that
could
man.
Have been the start of the end of that man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, get ready to play along.
Oh, what's a curd?
It's back Monday to Thursday at 5:30-ish. It's Oh, What's a Curd?
Oh, What's a Curd?
As you know, we caved into public pressure yesterday and brought back Oh, What's a Curd every day except Friday because you love it. Let me know how you do today. 81199. I think you're going to do all right, Chopper, because there's no one else to play with you.
It feels a bit strange, you know. There's an empty seat where Flow Rider should be.
That's why everyone should guess along with you and text me to let me know how you do.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Right, this first game, it's called Kiss Me, What Have I Been Eating?
Right.
Can you guess what happens on this?
Somebody goes out and five people kiss them and they have to say what they've been eating.
God, you're really, really
But I don't know
close.
Who the person is.
Me.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Earlier.
You'll do anything to get a kiss.
Earlier, I ate a bag of cheese and onion crisps.
Why are you...
Because they're not very nice.
Do you not like cheese and onion?
No, yeah, but then when you kiss someone who just had cheese and onion...
Okay.
Ew. So I went round the office and I asked five people to kiss me. How many of those five people could guess what I'd just been eating?
How did you... were you open-mouthed when you kissed?
You could probably get a good sense of what it was, yeah.
Did you use tongues on any of them?
No.
Five. It depends who it was, that's the thing.
I can't tell you that.
Was Pippa one of them?
Maybe.
Well, that's down to four then. So, I'd say three...
Three out of five could guess
three
what I was
five,
eating.
Three out of five, yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's Kiss Me, What Have I Been Eating? How many would be able to tell it was just cheese and onion crisps that had just left my gob?
Hi, Pippa.
Hi, Scott.
I've just eaten something.
Lovely, yeah.
And now I'd like to kiss you.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. Sorry, nothing.
Okay, just guess what I've had in my mouth.
Okay. It's a little bit salty. Oh, it's quite nice. Shall we go again?
Yeah.
Okay. Chips.
Cheese and onion crisps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Claire.
Yeah?
I'm eating.
Yeah?
Will you kiss me?
No way.
Oh, please.
No chance.
Just to guess what it is.
No.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Will you kiss me, please?
Kiss you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to guess what it is. I've just eaten.
It's not meat, is it? I'm a vegetarian.
It's not meat.
Okay.
Kiss me.
No idea. Can you give me a clue?
I'll give you another kiss, my darling.
Oh, no. All right. Crisps, salt and vinegar crisps.
Close, cheese and onion.
Woo!
Hi, Rob.
Hello.
I've just been eating something.
Go on.
Will you kiss me?
No.
I know you're my boss and stuff.
I'm not going to kiss you.
You're not.
I'd rather not.
Just a little, just to guess what I've been eating.
Go on.
Just a little peck.
I'd rather not, if that's right. I think it would cross the boundary.
Did it cross the line?
Of our professional relationship.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. As you can tell, I'm eating.
No, I can tell you're eating.
Will you kiss me, please?
Well, what? Big kiss? Tongues and everything?
You've just got to guess what I'm eating. Just a little. Go on. Go on.
Go on, then. Oh, God. I don't know. It's sort of curry-type smelling. I don't know. Is it some sort of onion bhaji?
Close. Cheese and onion crisps.
Cheese and onion crisps?
Yeah.
Remind me not to buy them ones.
Not one.
You didn't even get as far as getting a kiss off some of them.
Pippa loved it, though.
Oh, it's quite nice. Shall we go again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be doing it for some people, this.
Oh, it's quite nice.
Put it all together.
How many times did you kiss Pippa?
Oh, God.
Put them all together. It's quite something, isn't it?
Oh, it's quite nice.
Oh, God.
So,
well done to Anne, the last one. He was right in the kissing.
What's the kitty?
Nobody got it right.
Are vegetarians now not allowed to kiss people who've had meat in their mouth?
That's right.
Really?
It's the new rules, yeah. Right, next one. You know Flo Rida?
Yeah.
Cool. He was on the show yesterday.
Couldn't shut him up.
It was a lot of fun.
You know.
Yeah. He did say...
You know.
Quite a lot.
Mm.
My question to you. During yesterday's Flo Rida interview on Radio 1, how many times did Flo Rida say...
You know.
Wow. You see, I should know this because I was actually here and enjoying it.
Mm. We all were.
I'll go 12.
12 your nose.
Well, I don't... He only spoke for about 45 seconds in total,
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Flo Rida on yesterday's show, you know? And please welcome to Radio 1, actual Flo Rida. Hello.
You know, I got 4 mil in the building. You know, I got Big E. I mean, most definitely, you know, I just love the... You know, I love going to the clubs, you know, when one of my records come on, you know, so I mean, you know, wow.
More than 12, Chopper.
Brilliant. That'll give him an idea, because you did ask him about samples and everything.
I did. That'll be in the next one.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, last one. You're still winning, even though you're not winning, right?
Yeah, I'm miles clear. It's an easy one, this.
You know Victor Meldrew?
Yes.
Off of One Foot in the Grave?
Yeah.
He's got, like, the most famous catchphrase ever.
Really?
Yeah, what is it? Oh, come on, you know it.
So I don't believe it.
Yes, it is. I don't believe it. But here's my question. Do they know that in America? I called three different people in America called Victor Meldrew.
Oh, no.
How many of them could I get to say Victor's catchphrase?
Brilliant. None.
None, no?
None.
None at all. You don't think it's as popular?
You found people in America called Victor Meldrew?
Yeah.
Brilliant. None. I don't believe you did.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling three Victor Meldrews in the US.
They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just...
Yes, hello.
Is that Victor Meldrew?
Who is it?
My name's Scott. Is that Victor?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I don't believe it. How are you?
I'm good.
I love the one with the plant in the toilet. Will you say it for me just once?
It's Vic.
Just go on, say, I don't believe it. Your catchphrase.
Yes.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Victor Meldrew?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
No.
It is you, isn't it?
Eh?
It is you, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Will you say it for me?
No.
Say it for me just once.
Bye.
I don't believe it.
No.
Hello?
Victor Meldrew?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm really good. It is you, though, isn't it?
Huh?
It is you. I can tell by your voice.
Yes.
Will you say your catchphrase for me?
Say what?
Your catchphrase. Go on. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Thanks so much. You're my favourite on TV.
All right, bye-bye.
I like the one where you got buried in the back garden up to your chin. Bye, Victor.
Bye-bye.
Yes!
I thought you were going to do it a lot more subtly, but...
I don't believe it.
No, he said it. I've got him to say it. That was the game. I don't believe it!
No.
It is you, isn't it?
Eh?
It is you, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He had no idea who he was.
You could have been there for hours trying to get him to say it.
Anyway, even though you didn't get any, today on Wild What's Occurring, you win. Okay, some real adverts that are on the internet right now. Becky may have gone, but she's not gone. She's just off.
Becky may have gone, but her classifieds live on.
They live on.
Yeah.
So these are real-life adverts that are on the internet for you to purchase now. Or if you are looking for love, we've got some of those as well. Maybe you're a bit lonely at the moment. Someone may have spotted you in a crowded place and thought, oh, my God, they're amazing. They're the one for me. But you don't even know it because you don't read these misconnections adverts every day in the paper like I do. So, is this you?
I walked across the platform to get on the train when I saw you standing next to me. You were probably about average height for a girl, brown hair, black or dark blue jacket, green skirt, brown boots and a great smile.
Wow, quite a good description.
Yeah, it took a lot of notice, didn't it?
Hmm. So if you just fit that description, this might be someone for you. If you're single at the moment.
On any other day, I'd have swept you off your feet. If you were to ask any of my girlfriends in the last few years, they'd probably tell you that I just came up to them on the street, in a bookstore, in the subway, etc., and said, hi, before proceeding to charm a smile out of them. But today was not my day. You see, I was dying for a dump.
Oh, we've all been there.
Oh.
We've all been there. You spot someone hot and you're like, oh yeah, but I really need to squeeze one out. No?
I was dying for a dump.
Not, no, I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Anyway, we both got on a very crowded train. I was holding onto the pole for dear life. Oh. And you were holding onto the same pole standing across from me. I'm 5'11", brown hair, athletic build, and I was wearing jeans, a bluish T-shirt and a black jacket with a pained expression on my face. Oh. Please get in touch. I'm fine now.
So if you're that person, you're holding onto the pole and there was someone that was looking like they desperately needed a dump, it was written all over their face, they could really be the one for
but
you.
But why did that stop him trying to talk to her? This is what I don't get. I assumed he didn't go to talk to her because he had to go to the loo, but he actually didn't go to the loo.
No, it's like the same as when you need a wee real bad. Nothing else. You can concentrate on nothing else.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's someone really, really super hot, all you can think about is my
pooing.
God, I need a wee, or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't have any kind of conversation. It's the only thing on your mind.
I bow down to your greater experience.
So if that was you, get in touch.
He sounds a catch.
He does. Next. Is this you?
I spilled grandma on you. You, unsuspecting, lonely, sad-looking boy on underground. Me, girl with blue urn. I spilled the ashes on you. I'm sure you remember. If you see this, we should do lunch. This time, without my grandma.
Right, so that's someone that saw somebody in the underground, and, you know, we can all be a bit clumsy sometimes. That would be me, actually. My friends call me Scott Spills. I spill everything. I would. If that was my grandma's ashes in there, I would spill it over somebody. I probably wouldn't ask them for lunch afterwards.
It's a heck of a chat-up line, isn't it, really?
So if that was you that got their grandma on them, then get in touch. Next on Classifieds.
Calling all Roys or Troys or Leroys. Hi, if your name is Roy, Troy or Leroy, I want you. I was with a Roy before, please see photo. And it didn't last as long as my tattoo. Who knew? Getting the tattoo removed is not something I want to do. Plus, I'm accustomed to bellowing out Roy in the bedroom. What can I say? I'm a creature of habit.
Right, so any name with Roy in it somewhere would be absolutely fine.
Leroy,
Troy. That's it. And Roy. Can't think of any others.
No, I can't.
If your name isn't Roy, or even a variation, but you can somehow find a way to incorporate it into my tattoo, I'm open to suggestions. About me, I'm 27, 5'4", 115 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, freckles, and looking for love. And a way to keep my tattoo. Thanks, fellas. Dinah.
You see, once you've had the tattoo, it hurts to get it removed, and it hurt to get it put on in the first place. You might as well just find a bloke called Roy. It's a lot less painful. Or Leroy. Or Troy. So if that's you, get in touch. Makes it easier, doesn't it?
Mm.
Now, earlier on the Classifieds, we had somebody that was selling this toy, which I am actually going to get. So, if you're, like, online, don't think about buying this before I do. Obviously, I can't do it at the moment.
Gazumping you.
Yeah, don't gazump me, because I want this.
Mr. Bucket!
That's right, I'm Mr. Bucket. I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top, I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth, I will pop, I'm Mr. Bucket. Walk and run, I'm Mr. Bucket.
The game's Mr. Bucket. The first to get their balls into Mr. Bucket wins, but look out, because the balls will pop out of his mouth.
I'm Mr. Bucket. The balls pop out of my mouth. I'm Mr. Bucket. A ball is what I'm about. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Whee!
We're all going to run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket from Milton Bradley.
So that's Mr. Bucket, which I'm going to buy later.
Excellent. We're going to play that next week, are we?
Would you like that?
Yes.
Well, here's another thing, similar, but this time somebody is looking for this toy, all right?
Okay.
So if somebody has one of these, please get in touch.
Wanted, Milky the Marvellous Milking Cow.
This is Milky the Marvellous Milking Cow.
Does anyone have a toy called Milky the Marvellous Milking Cow? My dad had one when he was a child and said it was the best fun ever. I want to get him one for his birthday so he can relive his youth, but can't seem to find it for sale anymore. Can anyone help? We'll pay good money.
Now, like Mr. Bucket, before I saw the advert, I was like, oh, it doesn't sound very good. Then I saw the ad. Can I show this to you now, chappers?
Feel free.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, and go.
Here's Milky, the marvelous milking cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a-feeling the pail.
She drinks water. I guess pretend milk.
Milky the marvelous milking cow.
Milky the marvelous milking cow with pretend milk tablets. She's from Kenner.
Right, explain what you just saw there, please.
So it's a toy cow. You pull its tail, and having put a little bowl of... Well, you don't just pull its tail, you kind of pump its tail.
Yeah, you pump the tail.
And then it drinks a little bowl of water that you've put in front of it.
And then...
Then you put on some... you put on the cow some udders.
And then...
And then pull the teats.
And some pretend milk comes out. Some white stuff.
Very weak white stuff comes out of it.
She drinks water. I guess pretend milk.
Yeah. She drinks water and gives pretend milk.
It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail.
Now, that's amazing. If anyone's got one of those, the marvellous milking cow, then please get in touch with us. Thank you.
Why, you want to do that, do you? You want to do that? You're on your own with that one.
Not as much as I want, Mr. Bucket.
I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top. I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth, I will pop. I'm Mr. Bucket. We're all going to run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Any classifiers that you want, or maybe any of those people that were looking for love, then get in touch, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.